My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Those of you that were listening to Radio Memphis on Halloween last Friday would be well aware of the new things that have transpired in the future of the old radio station, and it's a good thing. We have, moved out of the house. We are now in a brand new facility. Well, not really brand new. I mean, the place was built back in the 50s. But, yeah, that's where I'm standing right now. This is the new home of Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated. This has been something we've kind of kept close to our vest for, well, quite some time. The reason being, of course, we didn't want to let the cat out of the bag until all of our details were in place. And quite frankly, we are kind of fairly well moved in. At the time of this recording, not so much. I've just finished painting. Pardon. Yes, I'm still tacking some of that stuff down. But by the time this particular episode is released to the public, then you will now know, you will have heard that things have transpired, and we're excited about it. This is a big deal for all of us at Radio Memphis, and the fans themselves, I think, have been really thrilled about this this new step in our progress as we continue to provide the entertainment that we feel is necessary to be brought to the world. Everybody kind of knows our mission statement anyway. It's, you know, doing things that other stations aren't willing to do for whatever reason they feel necessary. And, you know, be that as it may, you know, with all of the changes, and I'll outline them here in case you didn't hear, but, you know, here's some of the things. Aside from us moving, and here we are, let me just start with the fact that I'm standing in our new facility. I'm actually standing in one of the rooms. There's many rooms here. This is a pretty good-sized spot. This used to be, years ago, this used to be known as Twilight Studios. Twilight Studios is where a lot of records were made here. Charlie Rich used to record here, and Duck Dunn was a regular down here. Many artists over the years in Memphis music have recorded in this facility, and we just got damn lucky, I guess is a good way to put it, that we were able to get into this spot. This is a great place for us to be, and we couldn't be more thrilled about it. How we got here is a whole nother matter, and it's kind of a long and involved story. But I will say this, my personal thanks to the guys at American Studios, Brad Dunn and company, who made this possible. Because at one point, Leeway Music was in here, and Brad and his partner David, they built this facility. And it is it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm standing here in the middle of the tracking room floor, which is what it was at one point. A lot of big artists have laid some records down in here. You know, Modern Immaturity, I believe Star Micey have recorded some stuff in here. The North Mississippi All Stars have done a few things. There's in fact, Rick Steff's Hammond B3 organ is still in this room. Although I don't think Rick Steff has it anymore. But as of the airing of this podcast, things will have changed with the story behind that. Nevertheless, great history has occurred here in this spot, and it continues to do so, with Pirate Radio Studios now having its own real home. You know, for the past 3 years, since July of 2011, we've been broadcasting out of the back of my home, the home I share with my wife, and you've heard me talk about that before, And she's put up with an awful lot. My undying gratitude goes to her for really putting up with all the nonsense that we've dealt with over the past 3 years. And we have now found ourselves in a position of growth where it was time to get out. You know, we built this thing on sort of an idea and a prayer, if you will, that maybe there might be something to this whole internet radio thing, and especially the way that we designed it to work. The fact that it's live, the fact that it's really, you know, what radio was supposed to be about in this day and age. Because all of that has changed over the years, as you very well know. corporate-driven radio, the likes of Clear Channel and, iHeart Media or whatever they are. They're Clear Channel. They're the evil empire. There's Cumulus. There's Susquehanna. There's a million of them out there, and they are all doing what they think is correct. By the way, if it sounds different, it's because I'm standing in what used to be the isolation room. This is going to be the office that I will share with Diana, our general manager. And it's why it's kind of dead in here. It's kind of cool. It's a great place to record. I mean, seriously, we've got real multiple studios. And so, at any rate, so you've got, you know, all of these corporate radio stations and all these people who really believe in their heart and soul that this is what it takes to entertain you by playing the same 20 records over and over and somehow trying to maintain their relevance in the business. And it's not necessarily a correct thing. I mean, everywhere I go, I hear from people who say, what the hell happened to the radio industry? And it's a good question. What the hell happened to it? We've talked about it before on this podcast, but not on this episode. The point of the matter is that we have stepped out beyond that. We have stepped out of those shadows, and now we have put ourselves in a position where we are a real thing. Not that we weren't real before, broadcasting out of a back bedroom of a home in Cooper Young. I'm going to miss working out of there. So much so that I'm going to maintain that studio. That studio will now become known as Studio A. Studio A is where this podcast will be basically branched out of. It'll be a production facility. We'll still be using that place. It just won't be for live radio. There won't be any pre-recorded shows on Radio Memphis. None of that stuff is, you know, we're not going to change the way we do that. We still hold true to our ultimate goal of providing great content that other radio stations just aren't going to do. And thanks to everybody who has been a part of it, we appreciate it. Now, the other big change, because it all worked out at the same time, and one of the reasons we had to keep a lot of things under wraps, of course, is our brand new website at radio-memphis.com. My thanks to Jeff Janovitz and his team. Now, Jeff, of course, is a regular on this podcast. Now, he's been very, very busy here of late working on this website, and we are incredibly fortunate to have him and his team behind us and really developing what we really think is an award-winning site. And for that, you know, is yet to be, you know, yet to be seen. We wanted it to be different, more different. We wanted it to be substantially different than every other radio station out there. And I think we accomplished that because radio station websites, they all just tend to look the same. And it's just sad. It's just pathetic. And we want it to be different. We want it to provide content. It goes back to the old saying of which you've heard me say before, that content is king. It's not, that didn't come from me. I've only merely repeated that statement, that sentiment that came from Bill Gates many years ago about how the internet is only going to survive by virtue of the content that's available to the people who use the internet. And we're just another facet of that. So what we've done with the website is really branch that out and make something else kind of work. Now, listen, I'm going to step into another room in here, which will be our control room. Now, keep in mind, as of the recording of this show, we haven't really done all of our soundproofing yet, so it's going to be a little echoey, kind of, perhaps. It's kind of dead, but it's getting better. It's a big room. It's, good God, it is probably about 2.5 times the size of the studio that we've been in, so this is going to be a wonderful broadcast area. We're looking forward to really making some real magical things happen here, as have in the past with everybody who has occupied this spot. They have seen some really tremendous art that has come through here, and it's a beautiful place. It really is, and we couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of this. And what's really nice is that it's got, you know, there's glass doors all over the place. There's soundproof windows. We've, like I said, we still have to do some deadening of this room. But, oh, Lord, yeah, this is going to be mighty special. And it even comes complete with a performance area, which we really like because we like to bring live music on the air. So we're going to have an area here in the room that is specifically set up where a band can actually set up. It's been sort of a dream of ours to make that a little more accessible to the musicians and the people that we work with in the indie scene. In that, You know, aside from just the acoustic guitar thing, I'm stepping back into the tracking room floor here. Aside from all of that, we really wanted to really expand and allow these artists to feel a little bit more comfortable with the way they like to play, whether they're playing with a bass or a bass guitar player or a drummer or a keyboard player. We're providing that much more space and availability for that. And because this space that we're in was built specifically for that very thing, live music. So we, you know, we're thrilled. I can't say it enough about how thrilled we are to be in this spot. Now, of course, with these changes, you know, we have to look at the way we do our business, and we have talked a little bit about this last Friday, and we're one of the things. This is going to be kind of hard for me to explain, but just bear with me for a moment, because it'll make perfect sense to you. One of the things that we did when we built Radio Memphis, of course, was to redesign the business. And we're not reinventing the wheel by any means. We're just taking it back. Taking back broadcasting into the realm of where it belongs, in the hands of the people. That's what it's for. Indie radio is such a weird little animal that so many companies that are doing this just don't know how to do it correctly. Well, I don't know that we're doing it correctly, but we seem to be doing a pretty good job of it since we've been going now for a little over 3 years. So one of the things that we had to really sit down and look at is the way we conduct our business. What I mean by that is by virtue of sticking to the old paradigms of what corporate radio was always about just doesn't work anymore. It really doesn't. Whether they are playing the same 20 songs, trying to pass it off as if it is something new. I mean, for God's sakes, how many times do we really need to hear Van Halen from the 1984 album? You know, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's as if Hot for Teacher was the only song that was ever done by this band. And they want to pass that off as though it's something new, and they think they're attracting a large audience that they're able to, you know, sell advertisement against, and it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. Lord knows we tried it even in the indie scene, and it's difficult. I will give you that. It is very difficult to sell advertisement to an audience that you've attracted to, or that you've attracted to yourself, and that you've got clients that go, well, they don't understand the indie scene. They don't understand the people that listen to this. They don't understand the people that perform this. And it's this, you know, this whole thing about, you know, calm down. Let's relax for a moment and let's take a look at this on a more sophisticated level. Let's look at this a little differently. Times have changed since the recession a couple of years ago. Businesses had to really rethink how they conduct their business. How is it that they gather more business for themselves? How is it that they're able to, you know, pay their bills comfortably and continue to do what they're doing? Well, and I'll tell you how. A lot of businesses, and Radio Memphis is no different, but a lot of businesses have had to figure out a way to not necessarily reinvent the wheel, but do something different. Change it up a little bit. Give their public, their clientele, the things that make it easier. Yes, we are an internet-based business. And because of that, we are doing things like incorporating new ways for our clients to be accessible to it. You know, and in other words, we don't have to worry about the checks in the mail when we accept digital payment now from our clients. We don't have to worry so much about dragging around with us an entire sales department of people that are stuck in the old ways of doing things. It was a mistake that I had made when I built the station. It wasn't right. We kept trying to think, well, this is how it's done, you know, down the street. Perhaps this is how we should do it, but it doesn't work that way. So we've designed a system that we believe is going to gather quite a bit of attention, is a good way to put it. We are allowing different advertising agencies to kind of get on board with us. Now, yes, advertising agencies get on board with television stations and radio stations all the time. The difference is they name their price and a radio station names their price and they negotiate and they come down to a deal and that's the way it goes. And for that aspect, we figured out, I knew what that number was for national advertisement, which is what Radio Memphis is about. Local advertisement in Memphis sadly just doesn't support business here. It really doesn't. There's a billion businesses in Memphis, but not one of them support each other. It's very sad. So instead of complaining about it, we decided, let's change it up a little bit. Let's do something different. Let's look outside the scope of what's happening here. Yes, Memphis is the home of great music. Great talent exists here. Wonderful people work here. There are businesses that work well with each other. But it makes no sense for a sandwich company here in Memphis to advertise on a platform that is broadcast on a global basis. It just doesn't work. And rightfully so. They're correct when they tell me that. Every time I've spoken to locally owned businesses about Radio Memphis and say, hey, listen, you know, why don't you come on board? We can take care of some of your advertisement for you and, you know, generate some more traffic for you. That's the basis of advertisement. These local businesses say, well, why the hell am I going to get involved with a radio station that that really has such a large audience outside of the Memphis area? Does this business no good? They were absolutely correct. They had no reason to think otherwise. And I applaud them for that because they have given me the idea of working with agencies on a different level. So what we're going to do is I don't know that I want to give it all away. But we've changed it. We've changed it dramatically. For example, we might wholesale some of our time to an agency for them to resell at a rate that they can make money off of. That way we spread it around. I built Radio Memphis on the simple principle that we were not in it for the greed. Greed is what kills everything. I've seen it happen. It happens every day. It still happens because these waterheads in a corporate environment just don't understand what it is that it takes to pull your head out of your ass and not be so damn greedy. You got to spread it around. Frank Sinatra always said that. Money does no good to anybody unless you spread it around a little bit. I'm not looking to buy a house in the Hamptons. I'm not looking to have a nice big fat houseboat on a lake someplace that I'll never get to. I want to be able to not have to worry about whether or not the bills are going to be paid. I don't want to have to be in a position where I don't have enough money to put a couple of beers in the fridge. Make sure my wife has a gallon of milk for her coffee. Yeah, she drinks a lot of it. We just want to live comfortably. We don't need these corporate figures, these consultants, these lizards that come in and they say, well, this is how you've got to do your business to attract more listeners. They haven't gotten it right over the past 15 years that I can tell, and they sure as shit hadn't gotten it right before then. And right now, if they were to step into the facility that I'm standing in right now and they see the potential that exists right this second, as I record this, if they see that potential right now, their heads would explode. If they saw the amount of money that could be made off of the backs of people who just don't understand and corporations and businesses that want to advertise and they look at these rates and these fees and they go, well, I'm told this is a good thing. Advertising is a good thing. It is. It's always a wonderful thing. Hell, we have to advertise, and we're doing some of it right now. We're in the current issue of Woodbangers Magazine, which came out, I believe, today. So we have to re-examine the light that we shine. Not by much. Hence the move into this facility. Hence the brand new website. Hence the forthcoming brand new app, which is going to be happening. Very functional, different. Version 3 will be out shortly. Some other changes along the way, too. Not just a side with the business, but I'm moving to mornings. Well, it's not really mornings. It's more of a mid-morning thing. See, one thing, another thing I've learned about the internet is that the clocks are different here. There's no real such thing as, you know, like in terrestrial AM FM world, there's your mainstays. You have morning drive radio, which is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. local time. That's pretty much it. Some stations like to cheat a little bit and have like a 5 or 5:30 where they run some pre-recorded stuff and then they get into the meat of the day. And it's their wacky morning show, and it's the duo thing, that kind of deal. And, you know, okay, it has worked in the past. It continues to work in some markets, and old habits die hard. However, familiarity also breeds a bit of contempt. Because people will listen to this knowing that this is all they've got. This is the only choice that they have. There again, once again, Radio Memphis comes to the rescue with something completely different. So our mornings start at 9 a.m. local time here in Memphis. That's 7 a.m. on the West Coast, 10 a.m. on the East Coast. Not such a bad thing. It also frees me up in the latter part of the day to do more of the business of which I need to do. I'll be on the air from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sundays, the Booze and Blues show continues with me and Jeff. We will continue to do that. In fact, Jeff is going to be coming onto Mornings with me, Radio Memphis in the Mornings with Rick and Jeff. That's happening. It's a big deal. We're thrilled. Abigail is going to join us every once in a while when her schedule allows, which is fine. Brother Doug will still be at night. You know, the weekend shows that are on, they will not change. Memphis Metal Mondays with Dirty D will still happen on Monday nights, 9 p.m. to midnight. Around the world is expanding a little bit, though, because we've just been absolutely inundated with really fantastic artists from literally all around the world. So we're happy about that. But the bottom line is this. We continue to evolve by virtue of our own survival. There's nothing mystical about it. There's no scientific formula for it. It's hit and miss. You keep going. You keep trying. Things may not work out one way. Doesn't mean it won't work at all. You try something else. Do something a little different. What we believe has happened by moving into the old Twilight Studios, the old Leeway Studios, first of all, by pure fortune and the benevolence of others, we've made this happen. But by moving here is going to really send a shockwave out. That in Memphis, we still believe in the artists and the music that they create. And Radio Memphis is just right along the line with that. We're happy about that. That's a good thing. It's almost as good as about the fact that we're moving the actual station out of the house. Lord have mercy. Loved being there and all, and it served its purpose, but by God, it's time. It was like having a teenager around. It's time to get them out of the house. Go be free. I have no real children. The radio station and its people are my children. Kind of sad, really, kind of messed up. But that's how it works. And that's the way it will be. And that is, in a nutshell, the things that we have done for ourselves and the way things look. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a bit terrifying. It's a bit scary. There's a lot of things here that we don't know is going to happen or how it's going to happen, but we're just going to have to do the best that we can possibly do. Did we bite off more than we can chew? I'd like to think not, but I know that in some aspects we probably have. But that's what makes things a little more interesting, doesn't it? That's certainly a good thing, and we're glad that you're along for the ride. Somehow, in the midst of all of this, I've been able to keep this podcast going. It was important for me to do so. I have to maintain this podcast. This is my therapy. You get to be the benefactors of what's rattling around in my head. Not a bad thing, I would say. Not a bad thing at all. And for you, the casual listener, either to this podcast or to the radio station, will notice a difference. Shows will become better. Content will become stronger and more plentiful. The brand new website, which is out, I know it's still got some bugs. We're still working them out. It happens. Be patient, please. It's all good. And we are very, very grateful for your participation over the past 3 years. And I look forward to a great deal here. I mean, hell, we signed a lease here for the next 2 years at the very minimum. Trust me, I don't want to go through another radio station move again. They're a big pain in the ass. But once we get settled in and things really get to cranking along and having a good time, we're going to hope that you have a good time too.
Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland.
This is episode 39, which would make this the season 3 finale. What I wanted to talk about, though, was the music industry on a level that I think most local musicians can probably relate to. There's a really kind of a goofy phenomena that occurs when a band creates their record. All right, so it's done. It's gone through mixing. The final mix sounds great. It's gone through mastering. They've got their disc printed. They look great. They got, you know, their liner notes, their photography, their artwork is done. Everything looks really good, and everybody's really proud of what they've created. And the next question that comes out of someone's mouth, usually the bass player, now what? Now the band's standing around backstage and we're wondering why they're not making enough money to get from point A to point B. Yeah, that's the quandary that we all face, isn't it?
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
Wow, it's a trip. This room is really quite dead. When I stand here and I look at the meters on my Zoom and see that there's like zero sound, it's a trip. It's a great room. We're looking forward to doing a lot of broadcasting out of here, of which, you know, by now we already are. So there you have it. Monday, tomorrow, for those of you that are listening to this podcast when it comes out, we'll certainly get a chance to tune in and be a part of my morning show with Jeff Janowitz, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time at radio-memphis.com. Yes, those of you that are looking for the app, we're working on it. App development is such a pain in the butt. But hey, we got some great people that are working with us on that too. Maddie and company are doing a fine job with that. So from what I've seen so far, things are looking quite swimmingly. It's a good thing. In the meantime, back to the podcast here at hand. My thanks to all of you who continue to subscribe to it and pass this thing around. Wonderful people you are. Yes, you are. Do me a favor, tell some other folks about it. You can do that. Just share it on your social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, if you'd like. There's all sorts of ways to do it, and I appreciate you doing that, and I will always continue to bring this show to you in bigger and better format. Yeah, because Studio A, now remember, that's the old radio station. Studio A will be the new home, the new physical home for the podcast. So give us some time for us to get our equipment together and kind of get our shit together, and we'll start having a lot more guests in there. It'll just be a lot more conducive that way. Studio B is here, where I'm standing here, in the old Twilight Studios, the old Leeway Studios. And here's a little nugget. The reason why it was called Twilight Studios is that they were not allowed, due to noise restrictions, they were not allowed to make a whole lot of noise until after 8 p.m., and they could go all the way till 8 a.m. So it was called Twilight Studios. It was done for a reason. Quite amusing. We won't have to worry about that where we are here because we're actually kind of a quiet little operation. Quiet in our own way. We make a lot of noise elsewhere outside of the studios where we're really loud and really noisy. So that's a cool thing for us there. So there you have it. I know it's a little brief, but I wanted to make sure that you understood kind of what's happening and give it to you on somewhat of a one-on-one between you and I. If you have any questions, shoot me a line. I'll see if I can answer it for you. And if you're interested in getting involved, advertisement on a nationwide level with Radio Memphis, perhaps I can help you out with that too. We can certainly talk. Your support is always and very hugely appreciated. So thank you once again. So until next time, I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.